Good morning, Todd Zwillick with you. This morning, survivors of the six southern states hit by Wednesday's rash of deadly tornadoes continue the hard work of surveying and cleaning the damage, but the death toll is up to nearly 300 people this morning. States of emergency have been declared from Alabama to Virginia, and the National Weather Service says it's the deadliest barrage of tornadoes since 1974. Let's focus now on one hard-hit community. Julie Steele, news reporter from WUTC in Chattanooga, Tennessee, joins us. It's a town that was hit repeatedly by waves of storms. Julie, what are conditions like there? What's the cleanup effort like? And do you have a sense of how much damage was done in your town?
You know, I don't know yet if we do have a clear sense of how much damage was done. You know, it's like a war zone in some areas. The Ringgold area, which is just south of Chattanooga, it's totally devastated. 80,000 people without power in the Chattanooga area. We've got crews coming in from all areas, working from various parts of the United States, coming in, helping the power company get the electricity back on. We've got lots of traffic lights out, so we've got lots of traffic. You know, gas stations without power, so you know it's going to be hard to find gas. They're getting some lines at some of the gas stations that are open. There's still, of course, search and rescue going on. The town of Ringgold has basically been closed. No one can enter. Any residents that have left can't come back until they open the city back up. There's just a lot of devastation going on.
Have there been any reports, at least today, this morning, of survivors pulled from any wreckage, Julie?
Not that I know of since yesterday. I was listening to police scanners Wednesday night, and when the tornado hit the Ringgold area, which was about one of the hardest hit areas in this area, they were finding victims with broken legs in ditches, and they were calling for emergency personnel to come and get them. And it was taking a while to get ambulances there. They couldn't even get ambulances in some areas. They were having to carry them out. You had emergency personnel on foot getting people out of wreckages, getting them out of their homes. There were people trapped in their homes also.
Now, Julie Steele from WUTC in Chattanooga. We have reports of people from Georgia pouring into Tennessee to seek refuge and gasoline. You say you already have lines at the gas stations in your area. Tennessee handle the influx of Georgians coming in, or is it more of the same if they come into Tennessee looking for goods and services?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure about goods and services. I know there were a lot of Alabama residents coming into the Georgia area, where the Alabama and Georgia border, coming in looking for generators, looking for gasoline. You know, a lot of the rural areas, your farmers, that's how they make their living. They need gasoline for their farming operations, and there was no power. They need gasoline for generators. So a lot of them are coming into Georgia, you know, and you've got a lot of people from Alabama coming into Chattanooga. Some areas in Chattanooga are fine. You drive through, it doesn't look like anything's happened. Other areas, you know, there's no power.
And is this because a tornado would have sort of cut a discrete swath of destruction? Some areas are fine and some aren't, or is it a different situation?
Well, yeah, they're cut. You know, when a tornado comes through, it just cuts a path through an area, and it's not going to, you know, devastate an entire city. It's going to. I think the one that hit Ringgold, they said, was half a mile long or half a mile wide. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Cut
yeah.
a path. I think it hit about 8 p.m. In that evening, and it was a half mile wide, cut a path basically through the middle of Ringgold, through the main thoroughfare there, leveled a hotel. People were trapped in McDonald's, destroyed a grocery store, 190-mile-per-hour winds, and it cut a path half a mile wide.
Well, now in the aftermath, Julie Steele, what about a federal presence? Is FEMA on the ground in Chattanooga or in Wrangell? What's the federal situation?
Now we have Tennessee Emergency Management was in Bradley County yesterday. Also, the governor of Tennessee was there. GEMA was in Ringgold. The governor of Georgia was in Ringgold. They're both going to ask for federal assistance. Not sure what the status is right now on that point. 16 counties in Georgia have been declared disaster areas. Also, Bradley County, I'm pretty sure, has been. That Bradley County in Tennessee has been declared a disaster area.
And is there satisfaction? I shouldn't say satisfaction. Is there a sense that the response so far is adequate to the task?
I think so far. Yeah. So far, I think so.
All right, that's Julie Steele, news producer for WUTC in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thanks for joining us, Julie. Now, for a broader look around the region, joining us is John DeBlock, warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama. John, good morning.
Good morning.
John, what's your team focusing on this morning?
We're continuing to focus on storm damage assessment. We've got a national expert that's flown in. It's going to assist us in examining some of the worst damage, for instance, in the Hackleburg area and into Phil Campbell up in the Tennessee Valley area. Some tremendous, horrific damage up there, potentially EF4, EF5 damage there, as well as Tuscaloosa and Birmingham. We want to make sure with this event that we get as precise an assessment of the damage as possible. So we're going to do the best job we can. We've asked this expert to come in and assist us, and that's what we're going to do to make sure we get the assessment correct.
John, this is Femi Okeh in the New York studio. How are you going to find out exactly how many tornadoes hit? The numbers keep fluctuating. How do we get a final figure?
Well, I'm sure you've seen a figure of something like 164 tornado reports. Bear in mind that one tornado can have multiple reports. It's hard to tell whether one tornado produced 164 reports or 164 tornadoes produced one report. We have a feel, at least in Alabama, based on the supercell tracks and the damage that we're aware of, that we have between 15 and 20 actual tornadoes that affected central Alabama. That's the 39-county area of the Birmingham office. Now, there were additional tornadoes that moved from our area into the Tennessee Valley, also moved across the state line into Georgia. Some of these long-track tornadoes produce damage 80 miles or perhaps even longer across multiple counties and multiple jurisdictions.
That's John DeBlock, warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama. They're looking for E4 and E5 assessment. I think that's just about as bad as it gets. Mr. DeBlock, thank you. We want to turn to our listeners. That's you, especially those of you near the path of the storm, hearing us on WMOT in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and WCLK in Atlanta. If your family's been affected or if you've been affected, we want to hear your story. Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can leave us a note on the website at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.